You're listening to the best wrestling podcast in the UK. This is the Edward Fowler Show.
Indeed, welcome to the Edward Fowler Show here on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and of course Spotify. And we're joined by a great guest who we're going to do is live, but as you can see now, it's a premiere on YouTube this evening. But we're recording this at 6:54 p.m. Right now, local time, back in about a few hours ago. But it's great to have on Wyan Osen. Welcome to my show, Wyan. It's a pleasure to be on the show, by the way.
No worries. It's my pleasure, I guess. I never know the right thing to say for that.
No, because the funny thing was, you followed me on Twitter first, okay? Mm-hmm. And I didn't know you followed me on Twitter, right? Because I followed you back years ago, but I do not remember you at all, okay? And I came across you because the other day you wrote a tweet out on Twitter. And I'm thinking, mm-hmm. Who on earth is this Wyan Osen dude? You know, I can't remember you at all. I can't remember how you followed me and now I followed you back. So I went to your profile and I thought, okay, this guy seems interesting, nice wrestler. So I did some research on you and then I DM'd you. And I did not expect to get a DM back from you, and you did DM me back. And you said, yeah, let's do it. And here we are today. So thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries. I can explain that too. The whole following process is a something that I started doing probably about 2 years ago. I always wondered, you know, you look at you got wrestlers and they have like these some I wouldn't say massive followings, but guys that are in your more mainstream promotions such as the WWE obviously, and now AEW and Impact Wrestling, and some of the larger independent promotions, which unfortunately I'm just not in the area of, or with my day job haven't had the opportunity to do a lot of stuff with. They have these massive Twitter followings and social media in general, and I was wondering how do I capture that, you know, without the use of a multi-million dollar company behind my back like spewing my name out there everywhere. So it became, and I have no problem following people, as many people as I want, because with Twitter you can actually adjust your settings for what you see. And not saying that everybody I follow, I don't want to read any of their stuff, but there's more specific things that I like to stay focused on, like whether it's wrestling itself or baseball or different sports. And you can actually adjust like lists, so you can create lists to see what you want to see, and not, you know, 10,000 people that you're following and never see anything. So it became apparent to me the easiest way to market myself without having to spend a lot of money doing it was to find a, you know, like popular hashtags, or if there's a WWE event going on, or now if there's an AEW event going on, and you find like kind of what's trending, and you see the people that are online replying to it, they're obviously wrestling fans. So I'll follow them. I'll go on there, I'll look who liked this particular post, and I'll follow a bunch of people. And then they'll look at it, you know, everybody will get a notification that I followed, and then they might not know who I am at the time, but they see it, they get interested, they follow back, and then now I have more people following that know who I am and what I do. And then I usually wait like a couple weeks and I'll go through it, and anyone that didn't follow me back, I'll just unfollow them, and then I'll continue to follow the people that followed me back. So seeing to make sense.
It certainly does make sense, and that answered my question now. So we now know why you follow me and continue to follow me, because it's not because you wanted to follow me, it's because I probably posted hashtag war many years ago. I used to use a hashtag war back in 2015 and 2016. And then all of a sudden I just stopped doing that nowadays. But yeah, I appreciate you for following me in the first place. And of course, anybody who's got a big following or got a verified tick, I will follow you back, because it makes perfect sense, you know, kind of thing. I don't follow people back who may have, you know, not a good following or haven't got a verified tick. Then I won't follow you back unless I know who you are in real life, kind of thing, or seeing you on TV. So now you briefly touched on Double in AEW. Do you watch their products, by the way, and what do you think of them?
So I haven't watched any AEW yet, and that's only because it's not that I'm not interested. I'm sure you noticed through dealing with me like through Instagram, or not Instagram, through Twitter, on like direct messages and stuff, I'm usually extremely busy with a lot of stuff going on, and I haven't had the time to sit down and watch it. And then on a side note also, I'm so used to yeah, I've been watching the WWE forever, since like 1992, and I'm so used to that product. And I'm not saying that I won't, I'll watch AEW when it comes out like on TNT, but it's really hard for me to fathom, you know, paying $60 for a pay-per-view or whatever it is, when I have the WWE Network for $9.99 and I watch all that stuff. And it's just, I mean, you're talking about another bill for the month if you're going to sit there and try to watch this.
True, you do. And I can't argue with you of that. And I think we can both agree on, when you do watch the AEW product at some point, that personally, there's not very big stars in that company at the moment. You've got your Cody Rhodes, you've got Dustin Rhodes, you've got the Young Bucks, you've got Kenny Omega, you've got Chris Jericho and John Moxley. Mm-hmm. But that's really it. There's nobody else there, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I know. I've been on shows with some of the guys that are there. So, I mean, I know everyone on it, and I know, you know, I know the names just from being in wrestling for so long now.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's tough when you sit there and you think, you know, am I going to spend $60 on this, or am I going to put that towards my gym membership for myself? Mm-hmm. You know,
absolutely. Now, you mentioned about you know, knowing all these people of other shows. Do you keep in contact with any of these people? You know, and do you say nice show when you see them every now and then, or not?
No, the only person that I've talked to since AEW started was Sammy Guevara, and that's just because we worked together back in Texas when I first started out, and that wasn't anything. It was basically just I shot him like, "Hey man, congratulations, you came a long way." Anyone else there? It's not just guys there. This is all around. If I'm not directly working with you, or if you're not a promoter that I'm directly working with, I'm so busy with everything else going on in my life that it's really difficult. And this goes for like outside of wrestling too. It's really difficult for me to just sit down and remember, like, oh, let's see what's up with so and so, or double check what's up. If I don't see something on whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter or something like that, I'm usually not thinking about it. And I've never really been one of those kind of people that calls people on the phone or checks up. I figure when it's time to see again, then we'll be in the same circle again. But until then, I kind of just do my thing.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just responding to somebody. I'm going to announce something at the end of the show of who I'm coming on the show tomorrow, and it will be live definitely tomorrow night, but I'll explain it in a little bit. But back to you, however, and did you get a response from Sammy? And did he acknowledge, you know, making sure he knew who you still are? You know, because sometimes when people get onto this big platform, they get a bit big-headed and they forget, you know, the people who helped him along the way, you know, if that makes sense. But did you get a response from Sammy?
Yeah, he replied back within, it was the same day.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And I'm glad you keep in contact with him, and we will see what Sammy can do in AEW in the coming months and hopefully years to come. But I mean, you know, have you been contacted by AEW or even Impact or any other company recently?
No, so my journey is a little different. It's when I was 2 years in, I did my first WWE like extra stuff, and you do like a little tryout match and all that. And then I've done it four times since then. And it seemed like there was like minor interest in at least like more progressive tryout stuff. But at the same time, I'm active duty in the United States Air Force. So I have 4 years left till I retire, and I'm under contract with that. So even if there were to be an offer, there's nothing I could do. I can't break that Air Force contract. So it's pretty much a waste of time and money on their part to put anything into me. Why would you? Because I can't do anything right now anyway. So and sometimes you have to reach out to companies or really be proactive at sending your information in. And I don't even do that right now because there's nothing could happen unless I happen to get, you know, lucky with that, like the NWA is about to start filming in Georgia. That's something that would be doable for me to do. And I contacted someone, names aren't important or anything like that, and then I was given an email address and said, hey, here, send all your information here, and I did that, and I haven't heard back yet. But that's just the way it is sometimes. Sometimes you'll get a little you get a little teaser, you'll send out all your information and you don't hear back. That's why I'm really big on just focusing on like right now. Like, you know, next weekend I got Thunder Championship Wrestling down in Auburndale, Florida, and then I got Revolt Pro Wrestling in Milton, Florida, and then, you know, I go to Vegas the week after that, and then I have another no shows in Vegas. It's just going for a concert with one of my buddies. But then I have a show in Pensacola the weekend after that, a show in Louisiana the weekend after that. So it's all just focusing on like what I have right now, and things, either local stuff or within the states around here in the Southeast, come up and pop up, and it's bookings that I get. I have some stuff in Georgia, I have some stuff in Mississippi lined up for the new year, and I just try to focus on that. I think if you get too wrapped around where you're not versus where you are, I think that kind of kills your mood a little bit, or it can.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, talk to us about these shows. You're going to Vegas, for example. Are you going to Future Shark? Not Future Shark. It's Future Stars. Are you going to Future Stars?
No, I'm not going to. No, there's no wrestling in Vegas that I'm going to see. I'm actually going to see an Iron Maiden concert.
Oh, right. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay. I have a great time when you go there.
And, should, hopefully, yeah.
Have you got backstage access, or just going to watch the concert and go home?
No, just floor tickets. I'll get there Thursday night, and I'm going to go to the concert Friday night. Obviously, hang out. There's some places like Las Vegas Fight Shop and stuff that I want to go to during the day on Friday. And then Saturday is the Mr. Olympia contest, and I've always been a big, not just wrestling, but being a big like fitness and bodybuilding fan and stuff. So I'm not going to the finals of the Mr. Olympia, but all day Saturday is the expo. Where they have, you know, supplement companies and nutrition stuff and exercise equipment, just everything supplement and fitness and bodybuilding related in, you know, one hub that one time a year. And I'm going to go to that all day Saturday. And then Sunday is just kind of hanging out with my buddy. And then I take a red eye flight home on Monday morning at 1 a.m.
You've got a jam-packed few weeks out of your loving you, really. How do you keep yourself busy? Really, you know, if I don't run shows, I'd be losing my mind. How do you able to be time reflective, you know, be able to do different things in different places at different times? Like, I don't know how you can manage it all.
I mean, I got an iPhone, and I don't use the calendar. I just use the notes section, and I have a date for every weekend, you know, every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I just put where I need to be, what town I'm in, what promotion I'm working for. And I've been lucky enough. I got a pretty good wife, Kara, that she takes care of all the stuff at home most of the time, you know, we got two kids, so every once in a while I try to make, you know, my daughter play soccer. I try to go to those when I can, but, you know, she takes care of all that. And she even takes, she'll take my schedule and put it on. We have a calendar that we put on our fridge, kind of like with all my kids' soccer practices and all the stuff she has going on, and my son and all that. And then she'll put my wrestling dates, and it's like color coded. I'm not that organized, really. I just take the bookings and give them to her, and she makes sure that it's going to work. So.
Oh, okay. I like it. So she's like your media personality then, isn't she, really? She's like your manager, certain things. Like, she makes sure you appear all your bookings and events you have to go to. She's like you. Mm-hmm. She puts it all down for you to make it easy for you to make sure you're going to be there at the certain times. Quite good. I like that.
Yeah, basically making sure that it's not going to interfere with any plans that we've already had made or any prior engagements, because I think it's really important. I think a lot of guys try to do as many shows as they can, and it doesn't matter what the quality of the show is. I'm real big on, I like to do as many shows as I can, but I like to make sure they're decent quality at the least. And I'm not heartbroken over not wrestling every single weekend. I live right by the beach, so I like to hang out at home every once in a while and just go to the beach and hang out with my friends and stuff like that, because wrestling is definitely not, you know, the end-all be-all.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, you need a break. You need to have some relaxing time. Go to the beach. Go to, you know, some shops. Chill out, you know. Go on vacations and all that business. Yeah, absolutely. I can agree with you that. Now, I know you live in Florida right now.
Yep.
And you're very lucky, because I thought this may not have happened today because of what's happening in Florida with the hurricane. But I'm quite happy it's not affecting your area. Because whereabouts do you live in Florida, if you don't mind me asking?
Right by Pensacola Beach, so northwestern.
Okay, I mean you're on the you're more on the western side, which is a few days ago, it was discussing it for that hurricane coming to that side, but now it's all on the east coast, isn't it now? So I mean, you're quite lucky that this time around is quite good.
Yeah, we shouldn't be affected at all.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Well, again, our thoughts go out to everybody who is affected by that storm, and we do hope there's been nobody injured or died with that storm in the next few days, of course. But now you've also wrestled recently in Pro Wrestling Society, haven't you, as well? And will you be appearing there more often, or is that a done thing? You finished with them now when you moved on?
So I lived in Korea for a year. I got started with them in August of 2018, and I wrapped up in July of 2019. That was, you know, a good opportunity. I wrestled guys from Japan, guys from Korea, other guys from the States. I was their champion for, I think it was 4 or 5 months. But when that all wrapped up, I was actually stationed out there and got lucky that they were just starting up, and they credited me with helping out, you know, and I tried to do whatever I could. And yeah, they had an advantage. I'm 6'4", 250 plus pounds, and you know, they don't see that a lot over there. So I really did what I could to help, you know, put on the best stuff I could to get really like draw attention to it. And now they're doing pretty well. Being that I'm here now, that I guess anything's possible. But when you look at they're doing well, they're doing good, they're doing a lot better than when we started out. And I was honored to say, you know, the first show in Seoul, I was there. That's the, you know, the main city in Korea. And they're continuing to run events there, and it looks like the crowd, as it was when I was there, it was always getting bigger and bigger, more people following it. And I just saw, I still keep up with it, you know, I'm friends with the guys on Facebook and stuff, and their last show did pretty good. But you know, just if you, I'm real big on numbers. You know, if you look at the amount of people in the crowd versus how much a plane ticket is and how much, you know, they're making off a show, it doesn't seem reasonable to have me come back because of the price it would cost. You're talking $1,100 alone on a ticket. I mean, you never know that they start, you know, selling out arenas or something. By all means, I'm sure they'd have the funds to get that done. But in the near future, I don't see it happening. And that's just because I already know they would have me back. We've already talked about that. It's just, it's not feasible price-wise. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, hopefully, maybe one day we can see you back in Pro Wrestling Society in Korea. And before we came with Korea and about the wrestling audience compared to wrestling audience in the USA, where can my listeners find you on social media? For our YouTube viewers, you can see it currently on his screen.
So Twitter, at Ryan Ocean, RyanOshun. Same thing with Instagram, same name. And then Facebook, if you search my name. I think I'm the only one. Maybe there's two, but it's clear which one I am. If you actually do the handle, it's facebook.com/RyanOceanNJ for the abbreviation for New Jersey. That's where I'm from originally. Yeah. But
New Jersey. And I'm glad you moved down from New Jersey back down to Florida. Yep. It is from a cocky state to a more relaxing state. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. And so now tell us about the differences between Korea audiences to the American audiences. What's the difference there between them? Are they vocal, or are they more like a Japanese audience where they are very silent and then, you know, clap their hands and stuff when they appreciate what's going on in the ring?
It's kind of a mix. They'll be pretty vocal, but they're also very appreciative. I was always a heel or a bad guy, whatever you want to call it, when I was over there. So I always got like showered with booze and negative chants and stuff like this. But then after the shows, if I happen to be out, you know, just leaving, going to catch the bus, whatever, trying to get out of there, people were always quick to come up and thank me for being there. And they really like what I do, and they like to boo me and et cetera. So it's kind of a mixture where you have the loudness and the good reception when you're in the ring, and then outside of the ring, they don't take it. They're very appreciative, I guess would be the biggest word. They like what you do, and they appreciate the fact that I was there doing that. And but the reactions were good. It was nothing like Japanese crowd where everybody's kind of quiet.
Okay, perfect. I like it. So what is next for Ryan Ocean? Now, what can we expect from you over the next few months in pro wrestling?
Man, honestly, just kind of getting started back, being in the States, everything, it always purposely starts a little slow because I'm reacquainting myself with everyone, promoters, stuff like that. So, you know, I'm not constantly booked every single weekend just getting back, but everything's kind of picking up. I'm going to be wrestling back out in Louisiana more often. I'm going to be wrestling back up in Georgia more often. Alabama, along with obviously Florida, and then got some stuff lined up down in South Florida, and like the Orlando, Tampa area. Basically just getting the wheels turning on more steady stuff.
Okay.
almost yeah, and not just in Florida, like I said, you know, Florida, but Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi. I have some stuff in Texas I can do. It's just the figuring out the logistics and the timing of it, because some of the stuff is really far away and it's really hard to take, you know, a South Texas booking on Friday, and then I got to be back up for a Florida booking on Saturday. Not that it's not doable. I just have to find a time and a right weekend to actually get that done. But that's in the works and being talked about, me going back out there and just basically getting consistent with everything.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what we can't wait as well for you is when we can hopefully see you maybe in a TV audience kind of thing in the future, maybe after the next 4 years. Maybe we can see you on national TV, maybe, I don't know, maybe in MLW or Impact or somewhere where we can see you over here in the UK, you know, see what you are truly made of, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a big goal. It's just one of those... it's tough to get it lined up. Wrestling is a really weird business where I don't want to say it doesn't matter how good you are, because you do have to be good, but it just depends like who you know and what's going on, and all those, you know, all those dominoes have to be lined up and get knocked down perfectly at the same time. You know, you have some of the best wrestlers in the world that aren't on TV and never will be on TV because they're, whether it's their age or just the location that they're in. And then you got guys on TV that are lucky. They're lucky that they got the spot, and not saying that they don't deserve it. They 100% deserve it, because otherwise they wouldn't be there. But it's all being just dealt that right hand and being able to play it properly. So it's a waiting game of doing as many shows locally, and I don't want to say locally, but regionally as I can, and hoping that the right person is watching at the right time and I fit that specific, you know, thing that they need. They could sit there and look at you or you know, look at me and think, man, he's a big guy, he's a good wrestler, I like his look. However, they might be looking for a midget for whatever it is they want to get done. Yeah. So I might not be at that time what they're looking for. I think that's something that a lot of guys need to realize when they're thinking, why aren't I here or why aren't I there? It's not that you're not good enough. It's the fact that you just, when you're talking about television, you're talking about entertainment. And you look at a show like, you know, House. It's, you know, it's not on TV anymore, but entertainment shows like that, like specific, like sitcoms or comedies. There's a ton of guys that are funny that could easily be on there, but they just don't fit the role that needs to be cast at that time. And wrestling is no different. And I think a lot of people miss that. A lot of people think it's strictly just based on talent and wonder, how come this talented guy isn't on national TV? Well, there's not a role for him on national TV because he doesn't fit the role that's needed to be filled at that time. And I realize that. And that's why I'm content with continuing doing what I'm doing, and I have fun doing it, and I make money doing it, and it's a good time. And I wouldn't call it a hobby for myself, because I do treat it very like professionally, and a lot of my life revolves around it. But I don't, you know, sit up in bed at night crying because I don't have a national TV contract.
Oh no, oh no. And if you are a wrestler out there who do, then get a life, because earn the spot.
Yep.
And earn the way to be on national TV. Don't require about it, because that's not going to get you anywhere, is it, really? But
no.
But yeah, you know, so I'm guessing you know of MJF then, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I've never met him, but I know of him. I know where he trained at and all that.
Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, he's one of the most... what's the word I'm looking for? Let me think. You know, he's a... He's a he's, he's a big ass, really. You know, he's a big jerk. Too big.
Arrogant.
Arrogant. He's too big for his boots, isn't he? You know, and I'm hoping maybe one day you and him can cross paths, so maybe you can, you know, shut his mouth.
Yeah, he definitely does a good. I think he's money. I think he's one of the best heels on TV right now. Just to what he does and how he presents it and how he gets across with it is pretty tremendous, in my opinion. What he can do with just a microphone before he even does anything in a ring. He's not a super huge guy, and I'm a big guy. That would definitely be something where, you know, I can come in and throw him around a little bit.
Yeah, that will be best for business. You know, I will pay to see that anywhere in the world because you know, I don't like the guy, okay? You know, again, I've never met him myself like you. So, you know, I don't like the guy. You know, again, this is just my show. Outside of the show, you can ask me outside of the show if I like him or not. But on this show, right now, I could probably say I do not like the guy, you know? And I hope someone can teach him a lesson and in respect and to maybe send some lessons and some advice into him, you know, kind of thing, because he's done some things to some certain people, and he needs to be a total lesson, you know. And and I'm guessing you also know as well of Chris Van Vliet as well.
No,
that's good to know then. What about what about Alicia Toot?
Nope.
Ah, fantastic. Finally got somebody who's never...
This is the...
Go on.
This is... See, that's... I wrestle, obviously.
Yeah.
consistent basis. But I don't... Sometimes, like, for example, when I was in Korea, I didn't watch wrestling for a year.
Yeah.
On purpose, because I was doing all my stuff over there and I was focused on Pro Wrestling Society and helping that grow wrestling wise. And then, you know, Raw and SmackDown is on Hulu and I have Hulu, but it's just the time it never worked out watching it. And I'll follow stuff that my friends are doing and where they're working, but I don't really sit around and research and watch a lot of just independent wrestling. I tend to, when I have time, watch what I like to watch or watch and study stuff. But if it's not someone that's making, you know, an impact and everyone on Twitter is talking about it, I generally don't, I won't see it because I'm not out there digging to see what's out there.
Oh, no. I just wanted to say to my viewers that I've actually got somebody on here who's not been targeted by Chris Van Vliet or Alicia Toot, because many people can say that some of my interviews I've done so far, I pinched them from Chris Van Vliet or Alicia Toot. But I can say, personally, I've got one with Alicia Toot or Chris Van Vliet did not ask to get on their show. So thank you for allowing me to be the first before them to have you on my show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about your podcast, okay? The Wyatt Awesome podcast on Facebook. You can find it there. Where did that idea come about? And you haven't posted nothing on the Facebook page since May. Will you be returning to it, or have you finished with that?
Well, obviously, I have recording equipment. I did it when I was in Korea for a little bit, but it was very off and on-ish. And then prior to that, I was recording a lot, almost every single week in the States. But my buddy Curtis, who was my co-host, he actually moved to Orlando. The other guy, Steve, that was on it, he's in the Navy and he's gone right now. And I don't want to do a podcast just like by myself because I think it's kind of weird, but... One thing we have, it's just me now. One thing I have considered is doing kind of like an interview style thing with some of my friends and just other independent wrestlers in the Southeast, because I don't think there really isn't anything like that right now. But it's just the motivation to do it hasn't been, you know, extreme. I did get on, it's on iTunes, Google Play, it's on Spotify, but it's just, I just haven't gotten to swing a recording. I'm definitely planning on doing it again. It's just when, if I had to take a guess, hopefully within the next month, I might start putting out episodes again. But then even then, I don't see it being a weekly thing. I see it being maybe once every 2 weeks or once a month.
Right, okay. That's fine, not a problem. And And I don't understand why people are calling it iTunes Store. iTunes is dead. It's finished. Gone. Goodbye from it. Okay? It's now called Apple Podcasts. iTunes is dead.
Apple, whatever.
Gone.
Whatever it is. Apple
Podcasts. Dead. It's so 2007. We're so 2019 with Apple Podcasts. It's the future. It's the now. Okay. Now, I'm going to clear it up. And of course, if you are a podcaster out there who is calling it iTunes Store, get it off your tongue. It's Apple Podcasts. Okay. Now, then, let's talk about then, you know, Double E. You've done some work in Double E in the past. How was that? And how did that all get started for you?
I got contacted in 2014 and I came in and I did Raw and SmackDown. And I was a cop that we'd like arrested Daniel Bryan.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't remember the date, but it was in March of 14, leading up to WrestleMania. And then every other time has been, you know, you get contacted and you go in, but just because of my size, I couldn't fit the role that they needed, whether it was a physical therapist or whatever the extra spot would be. They usually like to use smaller guys here and there. But the experience itself is good. You know, you're backstage catering, learning. That's the biggest thing is you know, keep your mouth shut and your eyes and ears open and just watch. And you can see the production value of everything, how much time goes into everything. And you really learn a lot of the machine that is the WWE and everything that goes into a show that you see a lot of independent shows lack. And sometimes I think it would benefit anyone kind of being back there to see how something, you know, that big runs and operates, but really just a learning experience every single time.
Absolutely. And you know, did you get to meet Vince himself and maybe even Stephanie or Triple H while you were there?
Well, the segment I did was with Stephanie and Triple H. Yeah, and you meet Vince McMahon. I met was in waiting for a physical. I think it was right next to his office, and he walked out. I pretty much met everyone, and then I know people just through wrestling for so long. But yeah, you had the opportunity to pretty much meet anyone that you want or that you would need to.
Well, that's good. That's good. There you go. Double is not that bad. Come on, people. You know, it's not that bad. If you get to work for him, you get to see. You can meet whoever you want to meet, which is quite good. You know, we hope maybe one day we can see you on TV. Maybe not as a, you know, as a used guy. Maybe we can see you like as a wrestler on there at some point in the future once you, of course, come back. But yeah, we look forward to it. Now then, is there anyone who would you suggest me to get in contact with next to come on the show after yourself? Of course, we had some technical issues with me and yourself before the show, which I apologize for. I thought it's not live on YouTube right now. I apologize for that. But I mean, who can you get me in contact with next?
You should do Rob Love.
Rob Love, you say?
Yep, okay. Definitely.
Okay, I like it. I know of him. I think, you know, he's a very cocky heel, isn't he?
Yes, very much.
Yeah, now we're going to see. I know who he is now. Let me just show the people a picture of who he is. He's on Google. He's got his own Wikipedia. That's how good he is. As you can see on my phone, show me. There you go. Mr. Rob Love. So can you make it happen? Can you help me get in contact with him and tell you to come on this best show? Because did I tell you, and did you do any research on me when I contacted you, or did you just decide, you know what, let me just do it?
No, I just decided, screw it, I'll do it. I had the time. I don't really care about how popular or unpopular something is. If five people listen to it, it's five more people than wouldn't have heard before. So.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think I did give you some names, I think, who have been on the back of the past 2 months or something. I think I did. I mean, I may have dropped some.
You had mentioned some people.
Yeah. That's okay. That's good to know. That means, yeah, make sure you mention that to Rob and see if we can make something happen then. Ooh. But yeah, now, Daytona Beach, how far is that from you?
Five hours.
Okay. It means you're 5 hours away from the storm is hitting right now. That's good to know.
Yep.
It means you're nowhere near it. And again, our thoughts go to everyone who's in Daytona Beach in all, and also, of course, all across the East Coast. I do know a promotion in Georgia who you may want to contact, who may want to... they might want you, I don't know, but I could give you the company name, and then you could reach out to them to see if they can bring you on. Don't know why they wouldn't they, but I can get to you after the show. Again, you can find them on social media, as you said on the show, so we run up if you want to hear with social media again. It's just basically just type in Ryan Austin on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It will just pop up. So simple. It's been a pleasure to have you on the OFL show, and... will you come back on again, and did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I don't care, man. Just let me know.
That's good to hear. Well, stay on the phone for 1 minute. I wanted to discuss something with you about doing like an intro for the show. I asked all my guests to come on and do that because just to give myself credibility to making sure that people can say, have you already had that guy on? And I'm going to say, yep, here's a video to, you know, to show that they said my name kind of thing. Yeah. To everyone who's listened to this on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, thank you so much. Make sure you do rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you subscribe to it. If you're following us on Spotify, thank you so much. If you're new around here, make sure you do subscribe to follow the podcast, depending on what platform you listen to us on. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see the actual video of myself and of Ryan, and you get to meet us on the YouTube. So if you want to know who Ryan is, you want to know who I am behind the voices, then watch us on YouTube. but if you don't want to see our faces, then listen to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Until the next episode drops, enjoy the rest of your day, night, morning, or evening. And before I go, I will give you the name. I will tell you now who's coming on the Earth Hour show tomorrow night, live on YouTube at 5 p.m. It will definitely be live. I'll be 100% ready for that interview. Again, I apologize to Ryan for messing you around with the live video thing, so I apologize for that. But when we do bring you back on, I'll make sure it's definitely live, okay? Yeah, he seems quite angry at me, so I'm a bit scared now. He might come over to the UK and beat me up for that. For the person we bring on tomorrow, we're going to bring on the social media manager of the Wrestling Travel. I don't know if you're familiar with Wrestling Travel or not, but it's a social media account. They help with StarCast. They help with I believe now Impact Wrestling as well, I believe now. So we bring on the social media manager of Wrestling Travel, and she's also a ring announcer locally as well, and she even had an interview with Triple H the other night after NXT TakeOver UK Cardiff. So we'll ask her all about that tomorrow night live on YouTube. Her name is Lucy Openshaw. She's officially coming on the Final Show tomorrow night 5 p.m. UK time. We've got an interview Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. So, of course, Monday is opening up with Ryan, tomorrow with Lucy, and then on Wednesday, we've got Warwick Coyle, one of the baddest UK athletes in the UK right now. It's definitely the best UK podcast in the UK. So, yeah, enjoy until tomorrow night at 5 p.m. UK time, live on YouTube. Have a great evening, day, night, morning, or afternoon.